RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to all. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. Brian enjoying some grandpa time, some G. Mitch time. Sitting in with us today, Mr. Steve Zabe. And Zabe, what's up, dude?
JP, thank you for having me.
Happy
you,
to have you,
buddy. You were working the busman's holiday yesterday.
Yeah, buddy.
All day out there at Northwest Stadium. But you did get an early Christmas because your beautiful daughters are young.
We're up.
So they were up at what time yesterday?
Little one at 6:30.
Okay.
My older one wakes up early, but likes time to herself in the morning.
Okay.
She likes to get dressed and comb her hair and stuff. She's
probably trading stocks on her laptop.
Probably, dude. So she gets up early and kind of does her own thing for a while.
Okay.
But the six-year-old gets up early and and lets the world know. So we were ripping wrapping paper certainly by 7, if not a little bit earlier.
Okay, so you got it in before you went out to the stadium.
Oh, yeah, dude. We had a great Christmas morning. We had a great Christmas Eve to start.
Nice.
Went to church.
Early church?
Listen, we're going to talk about this game.
We're going to get to the game.
4-12.
Right. What can you say about the game? That was such a disfigured game in terms of who was playing.
At least they showed some guts and came back.
Right. It was not a debacle.
It was 21-3 and looked debacle central.
Oh, yeah.
And then they had a good drive. You know, Bill hits the 70-yarder. Pretty exciting. Cut it to one score. We'll talk about the game. We'll talk Christmas to start. So, you've been married a long time. I've been married over a decade, so I'm getting there. And women have an incredible... I'm just going to assume my wife's not listening. That's how we're going to operate.
It's a terrible policy, but good luck with that.
I'm going to ask you a question as a man that's
a married man
a long time. We have to... Church starts at 4.
Yeah.
I was told we're leaving the house by 3:30.
Oh,
okay,
boy.
No problem. Now, I'm here downtown. I have to go pick up seafood from Hank's Oyster Bar. Shout out to Nate and everybody over at Hank's. Food was terrific. For the Christmas Eve we're hosting. Okay, we got to leave by 3:30. No problem. I get home at 3:15. Change my clothes.
Yeah.
I'm ready. The last person out of the house is my wife. Okay? Just saying. Like, me and the two girls are outside. My mom was with us. We're outside. She locks the door. Get to church. It's packed. It's Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
And this is the kids' mass, so it's going to be packed.
Right. It's the Showtime mass, full choir. Kids, everything.
Lovely service. Everything was cool.
Yeah.
We get there, and I don't know that they always do this, but they had like, parking lot was juiced, but operational. Totally fine. They had like a dude like guiding parking, which
okay.
I think is new. I could be wrong on that, but it was helpful, I thought.
Was he charging for parking?
No.
Okay, thank God.
No, it's where the girls go to school. Like, it's a great little spot.
Have you seen some of these mega churches in the South? I wouldn't be shocked if they did charge.
I guarantee Joel Osteen's charging. $35 to park. You get VIP up front for $75.
All right, so everything's going
so
fine.
I drop my wife, my mom, and my oldest daughter at the church. My little one likes to stay with me. We go park, no big deal. Walk in, At that point, I get like my first of many kind of death stares of the day.
Oh, boy.
There's no seats. Oh, what do you mean there's no seats? There's no seats.
No like, seats.
There's got to be seats somewhere. I was like, have we looked? And there's when you're greeted with like a dull silence, you know, like, all right, we're running a little hot here.
Yeah.
I walk around, find us some seats. Nice family says, sure, we got space.
Scooch.
Now, you don't get the aisle at that point. Like, you're getting the middle of the pew.
Right.
And then in the Catholic Church, you got the kneel down thing, which presents some
challenges.
But all's well. We got seats. We're chilling. Somehow, I don't get the credit for that. Like, yo, we got here on time. We got parking. We got seats. I feel like Father of the Year.
Really?
And yet, I'm not Father of the Year.
So what do you think it was? What's your best man guesstimate as to why the cold front had blown through?
Now, things warmed back up, right? Like, we did okay.
Sure, they always do.
But apparently, I heard we're leaving at 3:30. But what was said was we need to be at the church at 3:30. But that wasn't relayed to me during the actual coming and going of when we're getting there.
Right.
All's well, right? But the church is packed.
Yeah.
Packed.
Yeah.
Communion for a packed church adds a little time. I suggested, hey, we're hosting. Your family's coming over. Why don't we leave after communion?
For the
Catholics out there, leaving after communion is the move. You're there for the bulk of the service. Everybody's standing up, walking around. You can just sneak out that side door, dude. You've made it. Like, you have checked the box with God for the day. You are
good.
Yes,
yes.
Again, wasn't greeted particularly warmly with that idea. This is Christmas service. You don't leave early.
Didn't like that play call.
That's the Steve Zabin playbook, right?
Always leave early, the L theory. Funny, because, you know, we're Episcopalians, and our in-laws, my wife's sister and her husband, they're Catholic. And so when we went to their Catholic mass up in Philadelphia, I was shocked when not only during the summer they were rolling in shorts and a golf shirt, and it was like, yeah, that's how they do it. And I'm like, all right, cool. And then they were bouncing as soon as they got their wafer down. I'm like, kind of nudging my wife going, they're leaving all right. Like, it's not over yet. Like, why are they leaving? And I was told that's just how Catholics roll.
It's one thing I love about Catholic Church.
And I said, God bless them.
It's casual. And it's all right. About families and kids.
That's
so
right.
You got kids in there, like, in their basketball uniform because you got a CYO game right after.
That's also,
like, it's not like a song and dance. Like, it's not dressed up or anything.
Also, isn't it true, JP, that Catholics go to more services usually than other denominations?
Oh, yeah. My wife.
So there's Thursday ones. And there's Saturday ones.
I was telling Jeff needs some religion in his life. Hasn't been inside a church in quite some time.
Oh, boy.
He's like, oh, there's never a good time slot for me. I was like, Catholics are always open, dog.
Oh, it's like Greyhound bus station. There's a bus leaving every 5 minutes.
How long, if Jeff sat down for confession, how long do you think that would take, Jeffrey?
You'd hear the priest say, clear my schedule. This one's going to be a while.
Strober's in there just listening to us Gentiles talk on about Lord knows what.
Yeah, exactly.
So I
have some theories, but go ahead.
We did not leave early, so we left when it was over. Again, parking lot's juice, takes a little bit of time. Whatever, we're home, and my in-laws and sister-in-law beat us to our house where we are hosting Christmas Eve.
Oh, and they're waiting.
They were cool about everything. Like, it wasn't a big deal, but, you know.
Were they at least waiting in the car in the driveway, or were they, like, standing in front of your door?
In the house. Oh, my mother-in-law's a key.
Oh, then that's fine.
Which is totally fine.
One would think.
But you would, you know, you got a wife, I got a wife. We like to present, and we like to have things prepared. And
yes.
There's presentations involved and lots of things.
Yes.
Their church, the priest was like, hey, this place is packed. We're going to keep it moving. So apparently their church was like 40 minutes, and then they got out early. That's
Express?
How it all worked out.
Express?
Because we live
on the biggest day of the year, express service?
I think you could argue that's a smart
that's
way to
play. That's the way to go?
It.
Okay.
We live like 2 minutes from our church. They had to drive like 15, and they still beat us there. It all ended up great. There was a little bit of dicey moments, but it was a terrific Christmas Eve. I can't implore people to do this enough. Are you a oysters guy?
No, not at all.
Okay. Well, then not you.
I don't begrudge those who like them. I just never got into it.
raw oysters on the half shell Christmas Eve should be embraced like turkey on Thanksgiving. Like, that should be a dish that is commonly served.
Now, that is an odd combination, but is it widespread? Well, or is this oysters. Is this a JP specialty? Like, this is my deal.
It is now.
Okay.
Because we haven't hosted that much with my wife's family, but every time we do, we've done, I think, maybe two Easters and now a Christmas Eve, something like that. It also, it needs to be the right time of year. December's A1A oyster time. Like, oysters in the summer have become, like, normal. They really shouldn't be. Now everything's farmed and frozen. Like, things are different than when we were kids. But when I was a kid, you only ate oysters in months that ended in R.
Really?
Yeah. That's, like, if you, in the old, like, when I was a kid and we'd be out on boats in the summer in the Chesapeake, don't touch the oysters in the summer.
And why is that? Because they're reproducing? And
I think that's their
thriving growing
season or whatever. I don't know.
Okay. Because to me, it's the opposite. I've not heard of people eating oysters in the winter. It seems like it's a summer thing. But what do I know? I don't eat oysters. I do know this, that the week prior, when the Ravens were on Sunday Night Football, they had a bump out with crabs in the press box as part of the array of the food.
And I've worked a lot of games at Ravens Stadium, like crab cakes or
like
steamed crabs.
Well, okay, they had steamed crabs. Maybe it was just sort of a bump shot. I don't know where they were serving these. Maybe it was in a suite. Maybe they cooked up a batch just, in fact, they did it, I believe, for the players. Or was this on Thanksgiving? One of the primetime games, they had winter hard shell crabs with the spice on it. And my first thought, JP, was, oh, you are way out of season with this. What is going on here? So you can theoretically get these things any time of the year. Mostly from Louisiana, North Carolina, and other parts.
If Brian was here, he would adamantly shout that those are Louisiana crabs, not Maryland crabs.
They probably are.
Maybe Brian is here. Do we have B on the phone to talk Louisiana crabs? Apparently, Jeff doesn't know how to turn the microphone on to do his B Mitch impression.
Oh.
the main mic is broken in there.
Oh, that's easy. That's convenient. Yeah. We're only on television and YouTube and audio, but that's fine. It's Christmas Eve. I haven't seen an engineer in a week.
So good luck on that.
Daniel's on vacation. I bet Daniel's
what
in Georgia.
There we go.
Hey, B. Mitch, where are those crabs from?
Man, you know them crabs from Louisiana. y'all Maryland people keep saying that those crabs from Louisiana.
So the problem with Maryland crabs,
these would be the Calenectes sepidius. It's the same, biological thing.
You just broke out the Latin name. Wow.
Well, because it's the same animal in different parts of the country.
Yeah. People don't know this. If you actually want Maryland crabs, like Chesapeake crabs, the best time of year for that's the fall. People get all
really.
People get all excited for crabs on Memorial Day weekend. Those are all from the Gulf.
Interesting.
Throughout the summer, it's generally the Carolinas and the Gulf. The best time for Maryland crabs, you want crabs from the Chesapeake Bay, is the fall.
Like, yeah.
Because I think they come out of the mud in the early winter. Then they ideally get fat all summer, eating whatever's at the bottom of the bay, and then you steam their ass and eat them up. And, like, the best, Zabe, I don't know if you've ever done this. You ever been to West Ocean City?
No, West Ocean City.
West Ocean City is a hang. It's a vibe, man.
Ocean City goes north and south. How is there a west?
It's like the bayside down at the bottom.
Oh,
okay. And it's all marinas and little, like, dockside bars. West Ocean City's a vibe, Zabe.
Okay.
You go to West Ocean City for like a Saturday college football or a Sunday NFL football, like week two of the NFL, week three of college football.
Oh, must be wild.
That's when the crabs are fat and local, and you drink orange crushes all day. That's a vibe. That's a good Saturday.
Now, I'm sure there are people that swear they can tell the difference between a Maryland blue crab and that from the Gulf of Mexico.
Those people are lying.
Of course they're lying.
I think it's the Gulf of America.
I'm looking at it right here.
It's only one way you could tell.
There is only one scientific classification of the species.
Hold on. Before you give us the science, let's get the Jeff Walker theory about how you can tell.
The only way you can tell is how it's cooked.
That's
the only way.
Because in Louisiana, B. Mitch will scream about this, that you boil them. Whereas up here, we steam them.
Steam them, yeah.
Steaming is correct. And since Brian isn't here, I'm just going to say that unequivocally.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, but it's the same actual crustacean. It is considered the state crustacean of Maryland. It's their largest commercial fishery. But due to overfishing and environmental pressures, some of them have seen declining yields, especially in the Chesapeake Bay.
Yeah.
But they're rather plentiful down on the Atlantic Ocean side North Carolina.
Yeah, if you
and down in Louisiana, they got them coming out their ears.
And people down there don't like them like we do.
No, they don't.
That's
they're
why.
All into the crawdads.
That's a simple supply and demand.
Right. They're into crawdads, gators,
What's
and that
crazy,
kind of crap.
When you go to the Outer Banks and everything... What is the sound side? I don't know. I can't remember the name of that body of water. But the sound, the Outer Banks are the little barrier islands out to the side, right? That sound is crawling with blue crabs.
Right.
The people down there don't eat them, have no idea how to cook them. I've been to this restaurant would be in Destrehan, Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it's Destrehan. I mispronounce it every time.
You're talking about the Albemarle sound.
There you go. Yes.
Currituck sound as well.
The folks in Louisiana could cook a crab. It's different. I prefer Maryland style, but they know what they're doing. The folks in North Carolina have no idea what to do with crabs. It's sad. It's sad.
Well, some people also don't like the spice piled on the outside of the shells.
I love it. They're nuts. You like crabs? You're not an oyster guy.
No, I love crabs. The difference
Will
is
you
my
sit
brother.
And pick all
oh,
day?
Yeah, I'll okay. sit and pick.
Me too.
My brother, though, does not like the spice on the outside. He says it's a waste, it's too messy, it's not needed. And I say, but then you don't have to necessarily apply the spice because it's everywhere. So it's always going to be on your fingers. It'll be getting into the pieces of into the chunks
sure.
of the crab meat as you go along. So I'm all for it. He's not. Everyone has their own preferences. Hey, Dak Prescott sacked 6 times yesterday. I mean, there's that. 6 sacks.
How about Johnny Newton?
Johnny Newton showing up. I love his quote after. He's like, when I get on fire, it's hard to stop me.
It's hard to put me out.
Hard to put me out. And I'm thinking, okay, this is the first you've really shown in a while, right?
Yeah. Johnny Newton yesterday, 3 sacks. That is more than Javon Kinlaw and Deron Payne combined on the year.
That's crazy.
Crazy, right?
That is crazy.
You know, yesterday sucked, obviously. You get down 21-3 against a good offense. Dallas kind of took their foot off the gas. But you did see some stuff from young players that I'd argue should be encouraging. Because that's where we are in the season.
Yeah.
That's all anybody wants to scream about is Ben Sennett and Johnny Newton. And
you're looking for what I call green shoots of grass starting to grow up through the depth chart.
Sure.
Hey, look at this guy. Look at that guy.
Absolutely. And Bill, I think Bill deserves some credit for week 17 in the NFL, where he didn't play last year at all, still healthy. Still getting it done.
Yeah.
I mean, think about the NFL hits he's taken. He has entered an entirely new world coming off a year where he didn't play, and he's still going. And I think you've got something in Bill. He either has to get better in short yardage or they need a complimentary short yardage back. I think yesterday you would have seen C-Rod in some of those short yardage situations. But
yeah.
C-Rod, imagine how sick he must have been.
He
was game day captain. And I know he had family in town for this game.
Right.
They had a big screen thing pregame with a bunch of different family members wishing Merry Christmas to their sons or husbands or grandsons. And I believe they had C-Rod's grandmother up there saying, Merry Christmas, we're so proud of you. And then he had to be sick as an absolute dog.
Yeah, he had to be really, really bad. But you know what? Bill took advantage of it. And you mentioned the fact he played all 16. He's played all 16 games so far this year, 162 carries. So yeah, he's pursuing his chance to stay in the NFL as a 7th round draft pick.
Absolutely.
So that was good.
Plenty for us to run through from the game. I do have some exciting news.
Yeah,
Maryland Governor Wes Moore is going to join us at 11 a.m. He's going to make his picks. I believe we're trying to track down Doc Walker for 1 o'clock. Jeff is on the case. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. We got Zabe hanging out for the day. Time to break down what we liked and did not like from the Commanders yesterday. We're going to open the phone lines up at 11:08. I guess Gov's at 11. 11:30 for the phones. Nobody go anywhere. B. Mitch and Finley.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Might be watching us on Monumental Sports Network. You might be hanging with us on the YouTube stream, wherever you're at. We appreciate you. Steve Zabin sitting in for B. Mitch today. As we
I was wanting to savor a little bit more of Bill Withers there with that song, Lovely Day.
You might push it back up.
Such a great vibe for this day after Christmas. You know, we love this city, but damn, this city is even better when nobody's in
it. Oh, my God.
When you get to drive around on one of these days and you're just la, 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 la.
It's
like,
beautiful.
I love it. In fact, I might just go drive some normally very high tension traffic places today when nobody's out there.
My ride to work that I usually complain about is Mass Ave, Waterside Drive, Rock Creek Park. And once you hit Rock Creek Parkway, like once you pass the Four Seasons and like the kind of the end of Georgetown, and it's Kennedy Center, Monuments, River the whole way, Independence Avenue, like it's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
And
unless
you rarely get to enjoy it.
Right. Unless you're fighting tooth and nail with the rest of the market. But on a day like today, yes, get out and drive, for God's sakes. One ad, and then we're done with the crab talk.
Oh.
You said when I told you the biological name, Callinectis sepetus, and you're like, ooh, Greek? Yes.
Latin.
Well, okay. Well, the genus comes from ancient Greek.
Okay.
Callinectis. Kalos, meaning beautiful. Nectis, meaning swimmer. And the epithet sepetus is Latin for savory. So beautiful, swimmer, savory for blue crab. I had never known that. And that makes a lot of sense.
Well, dude, I had never known that. There's a famous book about... there's a famous novel about like the watermen and life on the Chesapeake Bay based on people that go crabbing for a living called Beautiful Swimmers.
Oh, no way. There you go.
Yeah. Interesting.
Okay. And now we know. So Dallas 30, yeah. Washington 23 in the season from hell.
So obviously they get down 21-3. Defensively, Washington looked terrible early. Eventually, they started rushing the passer. The second half of this game was a totally different than the first. Jeremy Reeves said something to me in the locker room after the game that I thought was just brilliant. He's like, we shouldn't have to wait to get punched until we know we're in a fight. We should just know we're in a fight.
Right.
And yesterday, the Kevontae Turpin touchdown to go down 21-3, he was wide open by a factor of, literally, if you could draw like a circle around, a radius, whatever the hell that is.
Yeah.
15 yards?
Easily. The kind of open that you normally never see in the NFL. That's college football open.
Well, and CeeDee Lamb had one where he didn't score, but he down the right side, Dak found him, and there was nobody within 8 yards of him.
Well, and then there was the gainer. Then there was the underthrow on the post to Pickens where he had to slow down. That's another touchdown.
When I had Pickens in fantasy. I could have used that.
So, there are still burning open fires, dumpster fires on the back end with this defense, no matter who's calling the plays. And that obviously goes hand in hand with pass rush. And they did sack, Prescott 6 times, which was remarkable. He also was held Prescott under 60% passing for the first time all year in a game. So at least there was that. But there are a lot of problems in a lot of places. It's daunting to try to think, where are you going to start in the offseason?
There were a few different sequences that drove me crazy. But I'll give you my first half and then remind me about my second half. My first half sequence that drove me crazy. I do not agree with... A lot of people like to go crazy, never punt. Never punt ever, right? Because there's some...
Madden football.
Right. Yeah. Well, and they're like, they're 4-11. Never punt.
Yeah.
You're still playing a game.
Yeah.
The coaches are trying to win. Yeah. There's an obligation to the 53 dudes on that roster to try to win the game.
Right.
It's not all about draft status or whatever the hell, right?
Right.
You got guys busting their ass, laying it on the line. You're trying to win a game. That said, 4th and 7 from the Dallas 43.
And you don't go for it.
I understand you got your 3rd-string quarterback. I get that there's some limitations here. And I get that 4th and 7 is probably a little bit outside of where you want to go.
Sure.
4th to 5, maybe you go, right? But it's also, you're at the plus 43. You're not at the 49. You're at the 43. Even if you don't get it, but you gain 4 yards, the field position battle's still pretty good. I also can recognize they have a Pro Bowl punter. Tressway's, the drop shots are as good as he's been maybe in his career.
Right.
So the thought, all right, let's play complimentary football here. Even though the Dallas offense has shredded your defense. All right, let's play complimentary football. Tress does his job perfectly. Punts it to the 3, ball gets down at the 1.
Oh, that was beautiful.
This is exactly what you do. All right, so Dallas has 1st and 10 from their own 3. 2 plays, 1st down. Now it looks, Zabe, there's a penalty. I'm sorry. Now it's 1st and 10 from the Dallas 15. Dak's incomplete to the left. 2nd and 10 from the Dallas 15. They tried just like a quick out to Lamb. He gets tackled. It's now 3rd and 11 from the Dallas 14. Dan Quinn's vision of complimentary football is appearing.
Yeah.
Until you give up an 86-yard deep shot to Kevontae Turpin.
Yes.
That's why I wouldn't have punted, because they're shredding you defensively.
Right. Yeah. I also see a lot of times when you pin a team deep, the ability for them to swim out of that hole is shockingly easy at times. They're hitting like 15-yard hole shots and ins with impunity. It doesn't matter what team, what game. It seems like a lot of teams punch their way out of being pinned back there because maybe the defense takes a more conservative tact at that point, thinking, we got them pinned. Let's just make sure they don't get behind us.
I would love, maybe this data exists somewhere. Like, an offense is starting inside of their own 5-yard line. What is the percentage of 1st downs made? Because the reality of pin them deep is if it's not about going on or hitting an 86-yard deep shot. If you could generate 2 first downs, the notion of the field position advantage is vacant.
Right. You're not going to get much out of the field position.
If you have 1st and 10 from your 5 and you get 2 first downs and then say you're punting from your own 19 eventually, like where the punter's actually lined up.
Right.
These guys are so good, they're flipping that.
Yeah.
The opposing returner's returning that from his own 25.
The general conversion rates, according to this chart I'm looking at, they cut them up into three pieces: third and short, third and medium, third and long. Third and short is 3 yards or less.
This is in is this inside?
NFL globally?
But this is just anywhere you are on the field.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Field position agnostic. Just third and short, third and medium, third and long. Short is 3 yards or less. Medium is 4 to 7 yards. Long is 8 or more. Third and short converts generally between 65 and 80% league-wide. Medium drops to 45 to 60% league-wide. And long is a 20 to 35% conversion percentage. So for me, JP, in today's NFL, anytime you're on the plus side and you're third or fourth and seven or less, just go for it. You're on the plus side of the field.
You're on the plus side.
It well, just doesn't matter.
And if we can, I understand that Aubrey is a unique weapon. Even though he missed one yesterday, first time he's missed kicks in back-to-back games in a long time, that's a unique weapon. He's got a 58-yarder. Nobody blinks. Right,
right? But don't worry about him until the game is on the line, because no matter how long his field goals are, they're worth, what, 3 points?
Sure.
But and the modern NFL is all about sevens. Forget the threes. Right. It's about sevens.
My point there, however, fourth and seven from the 43. I imagine of those numbers, the reason they punted was the seven part. But 43, Dallas is lining up to kick. Jacksonville's lining up to kick.
True.
Indy's lining up to kick. There are a host of teams that's a field goal. Sure. That is points.
Sure.
And Jake Moody, we talk about young guys that might have a future with this team. Moody nailed the 51-yarder yesterday.
Yeah.
Moody has been good since he's gotten here.
Three yesterday.
They don't seem all that confident in him. And I think if you're going to play in this modern NFL with these crazy K-balls that are inflated rugby balls,
yeah,
you need a dude that you could line up out there for 60. It wasn't that windy yesterday. It was 50 degrees. It wasn't raining.
No, it's beautiful.
Like, you're going to play until RFK is built, which is 5 years away. You're going to be playing in that stadium in the winter. Find you a kicker that can kick.
Are you calling it RFK or are they calling it RFK?
They now, I think you'd be shocked by this. And I'm not expecting to see you in Landover anytime soon.
The guy in the office now wants it called after him, which is a very political hot football.
I think by the time the place is built, I think that's largely irrelevant.
But why do
I
you call it RFK?
They have been.
Who's they? The Commanders?
Dude, in game, in stadium, they now run a promo
saying the new RFK?
Make it bounce like RFK. And they play jump around. And the letters RFK are on the jumbotron.
Oh, they mean that about the current.
They're saying make this jump like RFK. Yeah. But they have fully embraced. Now, eventually,
Jack Kent Cook Stadium, the rusting hulk of what was once Jack Kent Cook Stadium.
I got a prediction. I don't know if I do. But
that's interesting.
United Airlines obviously has the United Center in
Chicago.
Chicago. But that's a basketball arena.
Yes.
United's got a huge hub here.
Big presence in D.C. Who do you think would sponsor
the
new place?
Marriott is based here. Ooh. One of the largest hotel chains in the world.
Possibly.
I mean, between the government contractors and the defense contractors around here.
Right.
That's where the cash is, right?
Sure. But I don't think they need to spend money on a public-facing type thing like that.
But I also think any company, Google is certainly based in, the Bay Area.
Amazon?
I don't think it'll be Amazon because eventually I think Bezos is going to buy one of these. Okay. I don't know.
So anyway, back to the whole thing about them calling it RFK. That's fascinating. So they're appropriating the remembrance of what it was like at that old, beautiful, confined, cantilevered 55,000-seat hot box, and they're using it as a marketing slogan of, make it like RFK. Do you know how many people don't even remember what that was like?
If I may, that doesn't qualify to me as appropriation. It's the organization. They're not appropriating it. That's what we were. That's what we do.
They're using it for sure. I just don't know how relevant it is. Because you're talking 91 when it opened, the new place?
No.
90, 91?
The FedEx?
Yeah.
97.
Was it 97?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
So we're talking 20 years. There's people who remember it, obviously. But it's a little bit insulting, though.
I don't think so. I don't see it that way at all.
You don't see it as insulting?
If I may, I think you feel it's insulting because they changed the name.
No. Well, I'm insulted about that for different reasons,
sure.
JP. But
it's the team. They're celebrating their history.
But RFK was beloved, whereas the new place is despised for many reasons.
They couldn't and did not do this RFK bit until RFK is getting built. I think it's also, yes, it's looking back, but it's also looking ahead.
Oh, so they didn't start using RFK until they got the new stadium deal in place?
At least, now this is just my anecdotal knowledge of being in the stadium and watching the stuff they do. I don't think they started doing that until the last month.
Okay.
I don't believe I saw that until maybe even this, there's back-to-back home games. It might have been this stretch, but this is not something they've done forever. This is, I mean, dude, I think there's shovels in the ground over there in the spring. Have you driven by? Today's a great day to drive around. There's no traffic. Go do a loop around East Capitol. You'll be shocked. It is moving.
So they're moving. Okay.
Yeah, it is moving.
But they have not released the final architecturals, though, have they?
No, they just selected the architect.
Right, but we don't have the final, here's what it's going to look like, plans.
I don't believe so.
Okay.
I don't know that.
I'll be fascinated when it does.
We know. They might.
I know. Well, we know it's going to be a full dome, not retractable, right? We just don't know if they're going to have.
Fair to what it's going to be.
I know. It's going to be a translucent roof, like many of the other new stadiums.
What's your dope?
Agreed. And if I could, if you may permit me a quick 30-second side rant, there are people now saying, oh, all these things look the same now. They're talking about SoFi,
right.
Allegiant, etc. And I say, it's not that they're cookie cutter. They've optimized the best stadium. It's optimization. It's not cookie cutterism. Like, you're not going to look at the outside of the stadium for more than 5 seconds. Who cares? What is the best optimal indoor viewing experience?
Correct.
And it's modeled off of US Bank, SoFi, Allegiant, etc. Rant over.
Agreed. You're listening to Zabe and JP. Don't go anywhere.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Shout out to everybody watching on Monumental Sports Network, hanging with us in the YouTube chat. Zabe sitting in, the legendary Mr. Steve Zabin. So, Zabe, earlier I told you about the sequence that drove me crazy for the Commanders in the first half of yesterday's loss to the Dallas Cowboys. Season sweep by the Cowboys, I should add. In 2 games to Dallas, Washington gave up 74 points, I should add. The first half sequence that drove me crazy, you punt on 4th and 7 from the plus 43. Well, okay, let's get a stop. Then you give up an 86-yard bomb.
Yeah.
That is not complimentary football.
No, didn't work out like the way you thought it would.
No, but Dan Quinn was very angry when he finally, 45 minutes after game time, spoke with the media. And the thing that drove him most crazy, how about this sequence? This is my second half sequence of craziness. You get Aubrey to miss one.
Yeah.
He missed from 58. It had the leg from 70. He just pushed it.
Right.
Wide right. So you get 1st and 10 at the 48. You're in business here.
Yeah.
This is a one score game. Like, things are happening. First play. Bill, 9-yard gain off the right side.
Nice.
Next play. Bill, left tackle. No gain.
Oh,
at some point in this sequence, Brandon Coleman, the starting left tackle, goes out. Trent Scott has to come in for a play. And they run it on the left side anyway, which they had a ton of success to the right throughout the game. Your left tackle comes out. I'll never understand going to the left there, but I'm not paid millions of dollars to be a play caller. 1st and 10, gain of 9. 2nd and 1, no gain. 3rd and 1, minus 2.
Oh, boy.
Now, I'm not knocking Cliff for running the ball because we've all been screaming about
yes,
running the ball.
Yes.
I like the decision making here. 3rd and 1 from the Dallas 43 becomes 4th and 3 from the Dallas 45. Now, at this point, to his credit,
that's a throwing down in almost every situation. 4th and 3, almost every team throws.
DQ's going for it.
Yeah.
Until there's a false start by Brandon Coleman, who was injured 4 plays later and checked back into the game.
Yes.
The false start makes it 4th and 8 from the 50, in which you punt.
Time and left in the game at this point.
11:38 in the fourth. Yeah. I am not, and to
you would have gone for that one too.
I don't know because okay. To their credit, defensively in the second half, they started to get stops, and you've got Tress who's going to do his thing and pin him inside the 20. So 4th and 8, I don't know, and you're at the 50. The previous one was 4th and 7 from the 43.
What if you looked at it like, hey, we should have been down 3 more points at this very same position
sure.
on the field, but Brandon Aubrey, the best kicker in the league, missed one, so I've got house money. Now, that's probably a dumb way to look at it.
I don't know
that's
that it is.
That's like a gambler saying, well, I hit that lucky blackjack or 21 back door, so I'm now up $50. I can afford to double down on this particular hand here. If you look at it that way, maybe they should have gone for it. I don't know the thinking and who makes those decisions.
Sure.
And as far as running it to the left with a backup tackle, it was only one play, but nothing surprises me when it comes to coaches in this league, JP, getting fixated on their systems, play calls, rotations. Because what Harbaugh did in Baltimore with his precious rotation, leaving Derrick Henry out of the game in the crucial minutes before they went down and probably lost their season, is a testament to sometimes these coaches can't get their head out of their stupid own play sheets.
What bothers me most is just the futility. Like, you have 2nd and 1.
And you can't convert
and you
that.
Go backwards on 3 straight plays.
It's bad.
And then you have a false start.
Mm-hmm.
That is indicative of a bad football team.
4-11 team.
And I think
4-12.
4-12. And I think that's why DQ was so mad. He talked about that specific sequence three different times over the course of a 10-minute press availability.
That said, Coleman played well yesterday.
I'm not mad.
By all accounts.
I'm not mad at any lone individual in that sequence. But it's just, that to me is just fully encompasses this season. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't take advantage of a gift from the best kicker in the league pushing it right. And you said something in the break that I wholeheartedly agree with. I believe your quote was, I'm not sure Dan Quinn's compass on fourth down decisions is set correctly this season. And I think it's been all season. Last year they were so aggressive.
Yeah, his go, no go has not inspired confidence. Is it better than Rivera? Oh, yeah. I mean, anyone would be better than Ron Rivera. But at times I'm just like, I don't feel like you're calling go, no go like most of the league is now. Like most of the league and most coaches
like
say, this
year.
Makes sense like they did last year.
Now, they also had a cheat code last year. They would run QB draw to the right, and Cosme would get out pulling. And it was, I bet the success of that specific play in short yardage situations was close to like 85%. I remember it when Philly stopped it up there, I was like, damn, I think that's the first time I've seen this get stopped.
Yeah.
It was their version of the tush push. It was a cheat code.
Yeah.
You don't have Jaden. Jaden gets beat up. Maybe you don't want to run it. I don't know. But I, of the many, many, many questions this year, a lot of them are roster construction, and I think that goes more to the front office. Of the coaching questions, fourth downs are near the top.
Yeah. To me, the whole game was just, when you're sitting here thinking, okay, I'm going to be on the radio tomorrow. I've got to analyze this game. What can you take out of it? It's so hard, given the fact that neither team is playing with any motivation. They have a complete mishmash of guys in the game, not in the game. Dak played for reasons that only Dak and the Cowboys understand. He probably won't play against the Giants because Shoddy Jr. was asked about it. And he said, I just want to enjoy Christmas. Meaning he's probably not going to let him play. Dak wants to play, which is kind of weird to me, but whatever. So,
football players want to play.
I know.
That's how they're wired.
Dak played and got sacked six times, but still played pretty well.
Dak
307
had some misses, yards. Dude.
He did have some misses as normal. Right.
But we got a break. Jeff's going to kill us.
Okay. All
right. Maryland Governor Wes Moore joins us next.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays. sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.